Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Let's see. We got some news about Britney Spears going through something with K-Fed, which we haven't heard a lot about K-Fed. He's been parenting and kind of sitting back in the wings and having his own battles with Britney that apparently have trickled over to the kids. The kids are recording her while she's losing it.
Oh, no.
And I'm saying losing it lightly because, I mean, you don't know what led up to it, but we can only judge by the sound. We actually have it. I was a little bit shaken. Meredith, you seem not as mad about what she had to say.
No. If you've ever been a parent and you get mad and pissed off at your kids, you say some stuff that's sideways, and I feel like her kids were secretly recording her and then putting her information out there like this to make her look bad is really disrespectful.
Britney can just do no wrong in your eyes.
No.
That's what it comes down
this
to.
This is more of a parenting thing when it comes down to it.
Here's the audio of Britney Spears talking to her kids. Apparently, she's taken one of their phones away because there's a few different ones that are jumbled together here, but here you can get the inside of Britney's parenting mind. Check this out.
Come in here when we're trying to go to bed, and then you just go and you say,
"It's my house. If I forget something that I know, this is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse, and all you tell me, no, it's fine, no, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me."
Okay, let's stop there.
Said that before.
So she comes in, they're trying to go to bed. She wants to put lotion on his face because it looks coarse. Mm-hmm. And his response is, "It's fine, leave it alone, it's fine." If we just judge by what she said, is that worth a blow up? Like, is that not respectful to say it's fine?
She's trying to take care of her baby.
Okay.
I don't see any foul to this point yet.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at her yet.
And he's probably
I'm not saying we're
slick.
Mad at her, but right. I'm saying, like, is
so,
it really?
So
like,
far, she hasn't.
Your kid says, "Mom, I'm fine." Like, I mean, we're not tripping on fine.
No, you know, but I don't think she's crossed the line yet.
Okay.
However.
So let's go.
Are we clear?
Yeah.
And when Robin calls, and you're all, even Robin's a kid. She goes, "What have you been doing to your kids? You all need to start treating me like a woman with worth. I am a woman, okay? Be nice to me. Do you understand?"
Yeah.
So that was the first exchange.
Yeah.
She wants to be treated like that. Notice the woman's worth.
Yep.
Let me lotion your face.
I'm your mom.
I'm your mama.
Me. I'm trying
that
to take care
it.
Of you.
All right,
somebody's an effing kid.
Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? I do care, but I'm shocked as with you. Well, and I don't know what to do. And I'm scared of you because you're weird, because you're going through puberty. I don't know what to say, but I do care more than you know. My little body can't handle all of that. There's like sometimes I just don't even know what to say with you. I was in shock, and I do care.
If you really cared, you wouldn't take my phone away for literally.
I was in shock in the store when I looked down. And Jaden, how are you so cool about that? Your brother being with Bear's big feet, size 13 now?
Well, he's my brother.
And all the more exposed his feet, your blood in an ice cream shop in Alaska weather. Don't you think that's a little odd?
No.
Yeah, I think your phone should be gone.
Okay.
Yeah, for a very long time.
Yeah, for not wearing shoes.
Yeah.
So he pulled up in the ice cream shop with no shoes on.
Right.
Walking out there in the element, dirty footing it.
Right.
And she didn't like it. She said she was shocked at it. And she let him off with a couple of them heavy F words.
Right. Yes. Yep. Okay.
She also sounds like she's under the influence of something. She's kind of slurring her words. She's stuttering. And I will say this. Her kids are keeping their cool.
That's because they're being recorded.
They're calm.
Because they know they're being recorded.
Yeah, they're recording
I mean, but she knows she's being recorded.
No, she doesn't. They're recording it
secretly.
Without her knowing.
Yeah. And then so K-Fed put this out there.
It, they're probably playing it to the low. Like,
yeah.
All right, yeah.
And by the way, they were talking back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But mom in this case is the only one that is consistently losing her cool. Calling your kid a weirdo can give them a complex.
Kids can be weird, first of all. Second of all, kids going through puberty is a weird situation, especially when they're a different gender. Like, if I had two sons, I mean, kids can be weird sometimes. I'm not defending that she called her kid a weirdo.
Yeah, you are. You've been defending for the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
for the last 5 months.
She could have said something way worse. I really don't. She's not trying to be a parent. parent.
She could have said something worse. She could have handled it way better.
Who aren't listening to her?
Like, I mean, just listen. If your kids recorded you peppering them with the F word, anybody who heard it would be like, damn, what did they do? Like, you know, it didn't seem like it was really, like, supposed to be that turned up. She was basically riding in the car. She didn't like what happened. So she's laying into them again. It was like first the lotion, now this ice cream trip. And, I mean, sure, he shouldn't be barefoot. But really, is that a reason to really cuss him out?
It just sounds like there's so many people that she's dealt with that are just dedicated to making her life miserable. And for KFED and for her own children, it sounds like they're being poisoned against her. She's just trying to do her best. She's just trying to be a mom. Nobody gives you a handbook on how to be a perfect mom. And I bet you don't know what led up to this.
She just don't need these kids around.
At a certain point, she can't always be the victim.
They don't live with
her.
She can't be the victim in every single situation.
Why is this a problem? I don't understand why you guys are totally against her trying to be a parent here.
Because we're listening. They're talking back to her. We're listening objectively, and you're like, listen, she's
been
through
enough.
You're giving her credit for everything she's been through. We're saying just take it for what it's worth on what we just listened to.
Yeah, my mom has, like, cussed me out sideways before, and I definitely deserved it.
I just really feel like, I mean, sure, they were talking back, but, man, it's like Brittany sounds like she's unraveled.
Yeah, she's pissed off at these little hellions that are, I mean, they're questioning her.
But she's always pissed off at somebody now. Yeah. It's always somebody. If it's not the kids, it's the dad.
So
if it's not the dad, it's the mom. If it's not the mom, it's the baby daddy.
Because all these people have been, she has funded everybody's lifestyle, and then everybody's attacking her constantly.
But there is one common denominator throughout this whole thing.
Brittany in the middle of it.
Yeah, every single time.
Wow, this is heartbreaking, guys.
Somebody says she went into the gas station barefoot.
That's another reason. Yes, I remember how much hell she went through.
Right. So,
which is probably why she's like, why are you guys walking around without shoes on?
My kids have heard worse, and the kids are disrespectful as hell, it says. Britt did nothing wrong.
They're being slick.
Somebody else just said they're being slick. I have a 14-year-old, and I feel it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I used to be so disrespectful and say some really awful things, and she didn't really go that far. She's just pissed.
I mean, I was cussed out before, but it was probably deserved.
Yes.
Like, I mean, when you start talking about somebody is like weird and like you're just weirdo because you're going through puberty and blah, blah, blah.
It's not perfect.
It doesn't sound like she's built for this.
No one's built to be a parent. You learn over time, and her kids don't live with her. I feel like she's just trying to navigate just like the rest of us in the world.
Would it rub you the wrong way to know that KFED might be a better parent than Brittany?
No, I mean, no, not necessarily. I mean, he has other children. Her kids live with him full time. No. Yeah.
Maybe that's probably the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably
like, it feels like they don't have a good relationship, so they should stop trying to force it.
And she doesn't seem like a patient parent.
Right.
At all.
Okay, but this is a buildup. She didn't just snap for no reason.
Okay. A lot of people are saying that they've given their kids worse. They're like, my kids have heard all of the words, the good ones.
I mean, I feel like you guys are judging her a little bit too harshly on this specific
situation. We can only judge her on what we have.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like you're judging her too harshly on that.
They're not recording what they're saying before she blows up. They're recording after she gets pissed, and that's not fair.
You try not to blow up at your kid after 3 or 4 times of them saying disrespectful things or talking back to you or saying something sideways, you blow up.
Somebody says, come on, Orlando and Dov. Young boys do stupid things with no thought. You have to give mothers some grace. She isn't wrong. You are being too harsh on Brittany.
That's just my wholehearted opinion when it comes to this. I don't think she's a perfect person.
Did she sound heavily medicated to you guys?
Something sounds like it's dragging her words,
right?
Like a little bit. Like she sounds all like even afterwards when she started saying. Because you realize what's the problem is when she's mad at one of the kids, probably the older one, and he's with no shoes, and she's like saying that's inappropriate. So then she goes to the younger one. It's like, Jaden, do you believe what your brother is doing? Like, you shouldn't do that as a parent to call out one kid with the other kid. Because the other kid's backing his brother. He's like, that's my brother, Mom. I mean, he had no shoes on, but I'm not gonna trip.
No one's
her. She's looking for somebody to be an ally in it, and she's still slurring, so it makes her sound janky.
I don't know the medication that she's on. I'm sure she's on something.
But I'm sure.
That aside from everything else, it is hard being a parent and raising, nevertheless, 2 kids. I think at this time they were 11 and 12 and going through puberty and pushing her like boundaries and disrespectful and all of that. Like I said, my mom has cussed me sideways before, and I
have
definitely deserved it.
Have you ever cussed your kids?
No, not like
your mom ever cussed you.
No.
Your mom ever cussed you?
Not how Brittany did. Nah.
We had to take
out
the bad.
Call me an MF-er.
We had to take out all of the bad words because of the FCC. But trust me, when you hear them fired up, she has some hard Fs.
Yeah.
She has some really, really hard Fs. I don't know. Like, that's. I hope she fixes it, figures it out. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Wait a minute. What about Kevin Federline putting out these secret recordings in the middle of the night so she would wake up to see this and everybody judging her?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
terrible.
Because he, I mean, they're co-parenting. Is this
how you do anything as a co-parent?
No. Yeah. No.
No, this is horrible. I
mean, but he's putting out the receipts or putting out proof that, like, yo, my baby mama is unhinged.
That she had a bad moment of being a parent, which happens to everybody.
A few of them, though.
There was just like you're like, we don't know what led up to her feeling like this. We also don't know what led up to them being like, damn, we need to record this. How many times? Is this a daily occurrence?
I can't wait till you lose your mind on your kids, Dobby, one day.
Listen, one day Dobby might cuss somebody.
I'm sure he will.
But I guarantee you it might be, kind of deserved. He's kind of a low-key guy. I hope you know.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.